You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
It's Monday, March 11th. I'm Zeke Robison. Today we're talking about Apple being the potential first target of Europe's new tech law. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. Europe changed the rules of the internet recently when the Digital Markets Act took effect, holding the biggest tech companies to tough new standards. Now the world is waiting to see which giant will be the first to fall foul of the law. One of the architects of the DMA says Apple is a strong candidate for the first formal investigation, describing the company as low-hanging fruit. Apple has faced intensifying pressure in recent years from competitors, regulators, and courts in both Europe and the U.S. over the restrictions in places on app makers who must rely on its Apple Store to reach millions of users. Apple terminated the developer account of Fortnite publisher Epic Games, which has challenged the company in U.S. courts and recently announced its intention to launch a rival to the Apple App Store. German MEP Andreas Schwab, who led the negotiations that finalized the DMA on behalf of the EU Parliament, says that makes Apple a likely first target for noncompliance. "This gives me a very clear expectation that they want to be the first," he tells Wired. "Apple's approach is a bit weird on all this, and therefore it's low-hanging fruit." Schwab is not involved in enforcement of the DMA. That's overseen by the European Commission, which has already demanded further explanation as to why Apple terminated Epic's account and is evaluating whether this violates the DMA. Apple's approach to the Digital Markets Act was guided by two simple goals: complying with the law and reducing the inevitable increased risk the DMA creates for our EU users, says the company in a statement sent to Wired by Apple spokesperson Rob Saunders. Apple has said on its website that alternative app stores carry the risk of malware, illicit code, and other harmful content. The DMA's rules that aim to break open tech platforms require Apple to allow iPhone users to download apps from places other than Apple's official app store. The Epic Games Store, announced in January, intended to be launched by the Fortnite maker Epic, would have been the first alternative app store to take advantage of the new system. Apple tells Wired it had the right to terminate Epic's accounts according to a 2021 California court ruling. Epic CEO Tim Sweeney has been a vocal critic of what he styles as Apple's App Store monopoly for years. Although in January, the U.S. Supreme Court denied a request to hear the latest episode in a lengthy antitrust dispute between the two companies in a victory for the smartphone maker. The DMA went into force at midnight on March 7th in Brussels, 3 p.m. in Silicon Valley. From that moment, six of the world's biggest tech companies, Apple, Alphabet, Meta, Amazon, Microsoft, and TikTok's Beijing-based owner ByteDance, must comply with a suite of new rules designed to improve competition in digital markets. In addition to Apple having to allow outside apps, Microsoft Windows will no longer have Microsoft-owned Bing as its default search tool. Users of Meta's WhatsApp will be able to communicate with people on rival messaging apps. And Google and Amazon will have to tweak their search results to create more room for rivals. Companies that don't comply with the new rules can be fined up to 20% of their global turnover. "The new rules should cause the European internet to change for the better," says Schwab, a center-right MEP, "to allow more openness, more fairness, and most of all, more innovation and therefore new services. That's the idea." Schwab's comments add to a recent chorus of criticism targeting Apple. The EU's antitrust chief, Margaret Vestager, told Bloomberg that the DMA will initially focus on sorting out big tech's app stores. "I think it's important you can have more than one app store on your phone," she said on Tuesday. Following Apple's removal of Epic, the tone in the hallways of the commission had become more urgent. Under the hashtag DMA, there is no room for threats by gatekeepers to silence developers, says Thierry Breton, the EU's industry chief on X on Thursday, apparently referring to allegations by Epic Sweeney that Apple had blocked the company's account because of the CEO's critical tweets. "I have asked our services to look into Apple's termination of Epic's developer account as a matter of priority." Flexing the DMA's powers on Apple's App Store would advertise how the law can improve life online for the generic public, Schwab says. "I think the App Store would be a good example to show what we want to achieve with the DMA," he says. "They will just see more apps and they will like these apps." Giving people choice over where they get mobile apps by requiring Apple and Google to permit alternative app stores on devices is seen as a key pillar of the DMA. In addition to giving users more choice, app developers will also gain more opportunities to innovate, increasing competition, says Schwab. "With alternative app stores, we can make markets a bit broader." Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, 5 years after San Francisco banned face recognition, voters are asking for more surveillance. Checking in on Wired Science, find out if a new 50-year battery is for real. And on Wired Security, hackers behind the Change Healthcare ransomware attack just received a $22 million payment. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.